WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Burks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Now, we've all been there, right? That gut-wrenching feeling when a plan goes south, a project crumbles, or you just plain miss the mark. Ever felt like you're on the verge of cracking under the pressure? We're talking about failure, that inevitable part of life that can knock us off our feet and leave us wondering if we'll ever get back up. But here's the thing, friends. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone on the path to greatness. Think about it like this: every single one of us is learning, growing, and evolving every day. And sometimes, that evolution involves taking a tumble. But what separates the truly resilient from those who get bogged down by setbacks? It's all about how we choose to respond. So today, let's dive into some Stoic wisdom, practical tools, and mindset shifts that can help you build unshakable resilience in the face of failure. Let's break it down. First up, accept that failure is a natural part of life. It's not something to be feared or avoided, but rather a valuable opportunity for learning and growth. Remember, even the most successful people have stumbled along the way. Think about Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." That's the kind of mindset we want to cultivate. Second, focus on what you can control. You know that feeling when things are spinning out of control and you're just holding on for dear life? We've all been there. But Stoicism reminds us that dwelling on what we can't change is a recipe for misery. Instead, channel your energy into taking action where you have influence. Can you adjust your approach? Can you learn from past mistakes? Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things don't go as planned. Ever heard the saying, "Treat yourself like a friend"? That's gold. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Probably not. So why be so harsh on yourself? Remember, setbacks are temporary. Fourth, reframe your perspective. This is where that Stoic magic really shines through. Try looking at failure as a stepping stone to success. Each obstacle overcome makes you stronger, wiser, and more capable. You're building resilience with every challenge. And finally, remember the bigger picture. Don't let a single setback define your entire journey. Your life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, triumphs and tribulations. What matters most is how you navigate those twists and turns with grace, strength, and a commitment to continuous growth. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a major project, pouring your heart and soul into it. You've set high expectations, and everything seems to be going smoothly. But then, bam. Unexpected roadblocks appear, deadlines loom, and suddenly, you're questioning everything. It's easy to get caught in the spiral of self-doubt and despair, right? But here's where the Stoic resilience comes into play. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the challenges, but refuse to let them derail your entire effort. You analyze the situation, adjust your approach, lean on your support system for encouragement, and keep pushing forward. You might not achieve everything you initially envisioned, but you learn valuable lessons along the way, emerge stronger, and ultimately find success in a different form. So remember, failure isn't the end of the story. It's simply a chapter waiting to be written with greater wisdom, resilience, and determination. Don't let setbacks define you. Use them as fuel for growth and transformation. You've got this. Keep those Stoic muscles flexing, my friends. Share your thoughts on today's episode. How do you build resilience in the face of failure? Let me know in the comments below or tag me on social media. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to embrace challenges, learn from our experiences, and become the best versions of ourselves. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.